Well, good afternoon. I said afternoon this time. I got it right, and therefore I won't get criticized by Dr. Feynman. Are you on the air?
That's just so funny.
Oh, me. Is it nice and warm down there in sunny Florida?
It's in the mid to high 70s. Oh. Not hot, but nice and warm, yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you because it's warming up here. We're all the way up into the high 30s.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I had a grand time yesterday with Scott Spears.
Yes.
Great show. You know?
I didn't know you were going to be on, or I would have turned it on. I was.
Well, you can look at it on the, you know, sure. Under my listings. You know, it's already been posted by Adam Lepp, so
yeah.
You can listen to it when you have time. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was done. It was decided over the weekend, and it ended up being 45 minutes. So it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great interviewer.
No, I even said to him, "You're a great interviewer," and he said, "I said you're the best." And then he mentioned about Chris Cuomo leaving, and he says maybe you should apply for the CNN job.
Well, I think that would be a good idea. He would do a good job.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, he's really good interviewer.
He's got a great voice too.
Well, and he also has the technique of listening, which a lot of interviewers forget.
And also, he challenges everybody on both sides of the equation, which is good.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and that's the way it should be.
He's kind of a middle of the rotor type guy, which you know I am not.
I'm very, very impressed by him. You know, from the beginning, when the first time I was on was February 22nd, 2017. So it's going to be 5 years. You know, in February that I've been on this station.
Wow!
More than 200 times.
Wow! I didn't realize that.
Well, just look at if you have a chance, look at my page. You can say, my God, the list goes on endlessly.
That's interesting. Hey, now, I did put on the little notification of today's show. I put on that I was going to talk about some outrageous Christmas things that I've received.
Yes, Thomas Massey of Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Lauren Boebert of Colorado with their families showing their firearms.
With their firearms. That was, that jumped off the page at me. Why would you do that for a Christmas card?
But not only that, for both of them to do it just days after the disaster in Michigan.
Absolutely.
If that hadn't happened, it'd still be bad, but after that, it shows total lack of sensitivity.
Yes, it does, and just plain stupidity. But we knew about that about both of those.
I do not think having five children, I think all of them were sons in his case, Massey,
and a
couple of sons and daughters of Boebert, I mean, I don't know if it's a good message to send to kids about to worship firearms. You can use, you know, some firearms like for hunting, but I don't think that's a good thing to teach your kids. I really don't think so.
Well, how about the situation for the young man who did the most recent thing, killing four kids
and seven wounded, yes.
Yeah, where his folks basically, you know, said, he's that good boy. Here, have a gun for Christmas. Jeez.
Yes, and that whole scene should never have occurred in the first place, you know.
And then they should have
had it locked up, and obviously the kid has had issues, and they didn't want to deal with it, and they didn't even take him home when they should have for that time.
And I'm sure the father is one of those guys, when you're in a bar, you always say, I train my kids how to handle weapons and stuff like that, and he left it in an open drawer. It wasn't even locked. I mean, the drawer was, anybody could have gotten into.
And the mother, again, she has a right to her views. 5 years ago, after Trump won, she sent him, I guess, an email, I suppose it was, or a letter, of course, saying how happy she was he won, but she used the P word and the F word in the statement.
Jeez.
Of course, she was supporting him, but I'm saying, what kind of a person does that in writing to a government official to use the P word that ends in Y and the F word that ends in K? You know what I mean? It's just,
how
low life can you be?
She heard it from him, so she thought he
spoke
that language.
And she didn't care to use that language. That's what she wrote to him.
Yeah.
But she repeated it, I'm thinking, I'm sorry, maybe I'm old-fashioned. Nobody should talk that way, but a woman, particularly more than a man?
Well, you are old-fashioned, but so am I.
Very old-fashioned, yes. In some ways, I'm very conservative. I really am, if you could call it that.
I believe in
proper behavior, and oh, my God, you know.
Well, I wanted to read this to you. This goes along the same line. I got this from one of my friends on Facebook, and I'm going to read the bottom of it first. It says, Stop turning Christmas into a political agenda. Let kids be kids. Let them believe in Santa. It's one time of the year that we should be a little nicer and forget everything that makes us mean or offended. Merry Christmas.
Now, I agree with that statement.
I agree with the statement, but let me read down the things that he's complaining about. Santa is a man. Well, we don't. He's a myth. Baby, it's cold outside is not offensive. Whoever said it was.
Yeah.
Candy canes are canes, not the letter J for Jesus. Well, I never thought of it that way either. We say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. There are 14 religious holidays in this time period.
Kwanzaa and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why not say Happy Holidays? And what business is of yours to tell me I can't say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas?
Which includes Happy New Year as part of the holidays.
That's
too.
Right. And Thanksgiving. And, you know, children should get to decorate their classrooms for Christmas. How about for Hanukkah? How about for Kwanzaa?
Yes.
How about for all of those things?
Yep.
There were three wise men, not wise people. How do you know that? First of all, it's probably a myth anyway.
Most of the Bible is a myth.
Yeah. And baby Jesus was a boy, not a they be. What the heck does... have you ever called anybody a they be?
Only an infant.
Well, he's trying to say those
one
of us...
One thing I noticed, he didn't mention about race. He didn't. He brought up gender, though, but he could say that Santa could be a woman, but he hasn't brought up race, apparently.
No, in this list, there is nothing about race. But he's basically saying libs all use politically correct stuff. I don't.
No.
And I'm proud to be a lib.
And the word lib is so ridiculous. When now David Brooks, who is a well-known columnist for the New York Times, is just wrote a column about conservatism, how conservatism has been taken away by the Republican Party. It's not a conservative party.
Yeah.
It's, you know, conservatism has its values, and I may not agree with Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and their viewpoints on many issues, but I respect them because they're conservatives who also believe in rule of law and the Constitution.
And they stick to their principles.
And they don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says that they've actually taken away conservatism. They've hijacked it.
Yeah.
And he's a conservative, and so have other conservatives been writing columns that have repudiated Trump and all of his minions, including all these Republican leaders that keep on caving into him.
And I don't think I'm going to apologize to any of my Republican friends for being a liberal, because liberal is a positive term, not a negative term.
Progressive and liberal are positive terms, and all the good things that we have in this country were brought about by them.
Yeah.
From the New Deal onward to the Great Society.
Absolutely.
And other things done by other presidents, usually not always Democratic. I have to say Richard Nixon did sign into law the Environmental Protection Agency and the Consumer Product Safety Commission and the Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and also, of course, George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act, and even George W. Bush did the Medicare Part D for prescriptions. So I do give credit to Republicans, but it's much more Democrats that have done it.
It does seem that way. Now, that's in the past 75 years. Prior to that, it was kind of flipped the other way around, wasn't it?
In the Civil War period, of course, with all the amendments to the Constitution and the end of slavery and all the attempts to try to promote racial equality, it was the Republican Party of Lincoln, and then Theodore Roosevelt, too, later in the early 20th century.
There were two other statements in this that I'm going to read just to get it out of the way.
The first is clearly ignorant of reality. He really is. He just has prejudices, but you can't do much about it. You can take a horse to water, you can't make a drink, is the saying.
Did you know that Mommy wasn't really kissing Santa Claus? She was kissing her husband. So, duh. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer actually teaches kids not to be bullies. Well, I love that, but I didn't ever know that that's what he was doing. Okay, I got that out of my system.
Well, whoever said that a lot of people on Facebook make sense anyway?
Well, that's
I don't write on Facebook except my postings. I don't comment on things anymore because it's too aggravating. And my oldest son said, your blood pressure goes up. You don't need to deal with these people, you know?
Yeah, I try to avoid saying negative things, but every once in a while, somebody says something so inane or ignorant that I do mention that.
Yeah, but But one thing that really bothers me is when people, some people say, we are a Christian nation. No, we are not. You're a nation where there's more Christians than any other group, but even the Christians are divided into different sects and groups, Catholics, Protestants, evangelicals. But we're not a Christian nation. We're not a country governed by religion. We believe in separation of church and state, and the founding fathers believe that.
Being of Jewish descent, do you know if there were any Jewish people in Jamestown or on the Mayflower?
I'm not really sure. There were Jews in the colonial period, but I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know everything. I claim that.
Well, I think you do. I'm counting on you.
I'm not aware of any. I'm sure if it was true, we would know it by now. But let's face it, they were people who were escaping religious persecution when they came.
Yeah.
And people forget that. So religion, they were escaping religious persecution, so they didn't come here, although some of them turned out to be persecuting Native Americans. That's the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
the point is, we're a nation of more people who are Christian, but not a Christian nation. We're not, there's no national religion or any such thing. We're all religions, all races, all genders, all backgrounds.
It was my understanding the Puritans came here specifically to get away from religious persecution.
And then they persecuted in Massachusetts Bay, however.
Yeah.
That's the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
That's true of all these people who think that Donald Trump is God. How could they say that about such a sinner as him?
Well, they're also waiting for JFK to show up in Dallas. So.
And JFK Jr. And the thing I was telling my younger son, I said, even if you thought that JFK didn't get killed, he'd be 104 today. Come on.
I didn't know that.
People are 100 and over. But come on, he wouldn't be 104. Let's be realistic, right?
He had back problems. He'd be waddling around. He wouldn't be walking around or riding in the car.
Yeah, however, I got to tell you, I did a lecture on Monday night on the 117th Congress for a senior citizen group, and one of the participants is 103.
I love it.
Now, so I was thinking, well, maybe JFK could be 104 in theory. But that's ridiculous. And those people are so few in number, you know?
Well, and you and I saw it on TV, his brain explode, so his head exploded, yes.
And they had autopsies and everything else.
Yeah.
And all these people, you see, all these people that are gathered that is living in Dallas now, I don't know whether living on the street or what.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, these people really are mentally ill. They need to be institutionalized. They're crazy.
Well, they must all have money, too, because I think a lot of them are in hotels.
I don't understand. Talk about that. What about this thing at Joel Osteen's church where they found $600,000 in the walls?
Yeah. What
and
about
he got
that?
Paid for it because it was lost. And I don't know, you know, that $600,000 is for 1 weekend of donations. So if you even count it as a week, that's $30 million a year he brings in.
Holy cow. No, I cannot.
That's just sick. And he's such a phony, you know?
I've watched him a few times just so that I, much like why I watch Fox News, just so I know what's going on.
Yeah, he's an interesting
speaker.
I can't
stand it.
But, you know, but after one time you watch, you say, ooh, he's interesting. And then you realize he's a phony. He really is.
Yeah. Well, and being a minister's kid, my dad was never a phony minister. He was always straightforward and always told people exactly the way he felt that he should interpret the Bible.
Yes.
Proud
of him that he was that way.
Well, I'm very proud of my dad, but I don't believe it anymore.
Yeah, well, just like rabbis. People think every rabbi is, you know, can't make a mistake. We've had rabbis who committed crimes.
Oh, yeah.
Just as ministers and Catholic priests and all.
How about Catholic priests?
So it doesn't make it because you're a man of God or a woman of God that you're perfect or that you can ever do anything wrong.
Yeah. If you're a man or a woman of God, doesn't mean you are God.
No, and they always are enticed by money. They never, and they don't pay taxes. That's what. So you and I would never have to pay taxes if we became ministers or rabbis, you know?
Well, and we can do that, by the way. There are places where you can send away and become a licensed minister.
And then you can do marriages. Taxes.
Yeah,
I'm too ethical to do that. Even though when I was a kid, I thought I might be a cantor or a rabbi before I got bar mitzvahed. I was into it at the time.
Yeah.
Instead, I became a professor.
I think, well, nothing personal, but I think you made a wiser choice. Like I've told you many times, some of my best friends are Jewish because I grew up on a Jewish waterfront during the summer.
Yeah.
I knew one rabbi, and he was almost the nicest man I ever met in my life.
Well, my rabbi in cancer, I idolized him and thought I would become a rabbi or cancer, but by age 15, I changed my mind.
Oh, my. Okay.
And nothing to do with the fact you can get married and have kids. It's not that. It's just I lost interest once I was born. I think it happens to a lot of people after their mid-teens.
You probably started looking at girls.
Well, you can look at girls and be wrapped by your cancer. You can be married.
Yeah, I know.
So it's nothing to do with that. It's just, I don't know. I guess I start to become cynical a little bit, and I become more cynical by the year.
You know, I just had an interesting thought. My two of my favorite people in my entire life, one of them is that rabbi that I met up in northern Michigan, and the other one is a Catholic priest. Now, what does that say about me now that I'm an atheist? I guess.
And by the way, I love the Pope. I think the Pope is great.
He's been very intelligent and very thoughtful, and there are some things that he doesn't do that I think he should, but, you know.
But he's fighting a bureaucracy that's very extremist right-wing.
It sure
is.
I'm
sad that once he's gone, it's probably going to go back.
I hope not. I hope not.
But I think he's wonderful. He really is. But he has a lot of people in the church who hate him.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I have an old friend who has now passed away, hated that movement in the Catholic Church when they started becoming even slightly liberal.
He was that right wing, this guy, huh?
Yeah.
He's a priest? He was a priest? Or?
No. He was just he worked in my office, and he was very, very devout Catholic.
So he probably thought women were second-class citizens.
Well, yeah, he did.
Jews think.
If you knew his family, you'd know that. But he probably
thought women should be in their place, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And, just be in the bedroom and the kitchen.
Yeah. He didn't like the fact that we were getting so many women playing sports.
Oh, come on.
You know, one thing that my wife still is angry about is when she was in high school, we had no girls' sports.
No, when I was in high school, the same, and I was wrong,
right?
You know?
Huh.
Well, only cheerleading.
Yeah, cheerleading. My wife was a cheerleader. And
yeah,
that's,
oh, God, that's terrible. I'm glad the women's movement came along in the 60s.
Me too.
And changed things, you know?
Now, it was a little rough. I was a male in the 70s, 80s, and 90s in intercollegiate athletics. It was kind of tough on some of us males because we got a lot of blame, even though we, you know, half of us didn't really deserve the blame that we were getting. But
what was really bad is in the Olympics that we have all these male coaches who abuse the women's gymnasts and tennis players and all the others. So much of that has gone on. It's disgusting. You
and,
know?
The doctors,
and the doctors. And the doctors. Even the male athletes get abused sometimes, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just,
we'll call Jim Jordan and ask him about that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, now they're starting to talk about him, that he's a possible alternative to Kevin McCarthy. To be Speaker of the House if they gain the majority, and I don't like either, but I prefer Kevin McCarthy to Jim Jordan. I mean, I prefer, but you know, it's like going from bad to worse, you know. Can you imagine if he became Speaker of the House?
No, I can't.
Two copies away from the White House?
You know what really scares me? All this voter suppression that so many of the Republicans are really working hard at.
Just the opposite of what they did in the Reconstruction when they passed the 15th Amendment. Yep.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'm afraid of, you know, and people kind of throw, Republicans tend to throw it out, you know, that we are going, because of the steal, we are going to cause fighting in the streets. I don't think that's what's going to cause the fighting in the streets. If they take the vote away from people, that may cause fighting in the streets, I think. And I'm afraid of that.
Yes, I am too, and it's wrong to deny anyone the right to vote.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like the idea of when you're born, you get your voter card.
Yes.
I think that's a terrific idea, and then it stays with you. We could tattoo it on somebody's neck. I don't know.
And people come in as immigrants should not have to suffer for years without becoming a citizen. It should not be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
The average American couldn't pass a citizenship test.
Yeah.
And that these immigrants have to pass it, and a lot of them do, but I mean, it's like they seem to think because you're born here, that makes you special. But a lot of these people, if you don't have the knowledge of government and history, you shouldn't be voting.
Yeah.
You have to prove literacy, you know?
I took a test. It was online, so I don't know if it was true or not. But I took what supposedly was the test that the immigrants have to take to get their citizenship. And I did okay, but I was shocked at how many things I didn't know.
But you passed.
Oh, yeah, I did pass, but
otherwise, we'll have to kick you out.
I'm sorry. Yeah, let's kick all those people out. You'd have to kick an awful lot of people out.
And the country benefits from immigration. We're a nation of immigrants from all along.
And we need workers now. Come on. There are help wanted signs everywhere.
Yeah.
And we're down to, what, 4.2% unemployment?
Yes, but of course the Republicans don't think that's good. Only if the Republican president's into it, they think it's good.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. And the stock market has been doing very well.
Well,
now, there is inflation. Yes,
rough.
Inflation happens at different times. We can't always control it.
Yep.
But, you know, but it's just all one side of the way, you know, Fox News and OANN and Newsmax TV does it. And they're worse than even Fox News. But
if
Cuomo gets pushed out, I'm not saying he shouldn't, but why isn't Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity?
Because they have higher ratings.
Yeah, but you know something? They really are propagandists. They're not journalists.
Sure,
they really are news anchors, you know?
Yeah, they are. Now, I got to ask you a question since you brought up inflation. Are gas prices going down in Florida? They are up here.
Yes, somewhat. They are going down.
It's not a huge drop, but we're dropping by pennies every day, a little bit less. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, food prices are higher.
Yeah.
But it's not the only time food prices have been higher.
Nope.
It's been under Republicans and Democrats.
Well, you remember
the political thing. It's just the timing, you know.
You remember the early 70s prices. What was it, 20% inflation or something?
That was under Nixon and Ford, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of scary.
And then in 1979-80, interest rates were high under Carter.
Yeah.
Helped to defeat him. And in 92, there was a recession and H.W. Bush lost re-election.
Yeah. So it's been equal opportunity inflation, it sounds like.
Yeah, actually, inflation happens at times, and recessions happen on a 20-year basis at least. This is part of the normal economic cycle, but of course, whoever's in office, stupid people don't know
the
reality of economics, blame it on him like he wants to have it happen, whoever it is, the Republican or a Democrat.
All right, now I got to get to this other one. This one, I laughed and cried and screamed in my house when I read this. Nunez is quitting the House to become the CEO of Trump Media,
which is under investigation. And Nunez is a crook, and he's being investigated for his activities on January 6th. And I think he's going to hopefully end up being indicted.
Well,
he's a horrible person. He really is.
He was the one that ran and screamed to the White House and cried, "Mommy, mommy, mommy!" when people were talking about Mr. Trump.
But also, Nunez, his district is being changed because California lost a House member for the first time ever. You're going to have one less. So his district would be less Republican. He probably saw that he would have trouble getting reelected anyway.
Oh.
So meanwhile, he'll get a big price, big amount of money from Trump. But to me, that's not a plus, and I don't think this media company is going to do very well, and it's going to be probably facing prosecution.
Well, that brings up money in politics, which I mentioned. Now, when I ran for office, 3 years ago, one of my platform's legs was I was against money in politics. Is there a way that we can get money out of politics? As long as we have Citizens United, that's always going to be there.
Well, the Supreme Court is a total disaster because between the Citizens United case and also the case about the Voting Rights Act being gutted, and now what they're probably going to do on abortion and on guns in New York, where they're going to say anybody can carry a gun, hopefully they won't, the court is a disaster. We really need to expand the court, I'm sorry to say, and I hope it will be done, but it's going to be hard to bring it about because the court has gotten out of control. It is not regarded highly by anybody who has any brains in their head. It's a political body. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the court is really in a spiritual crisis, and John Roberts, who cares about his reputation, because it's called the Roberts Court, always after the Supreme Court Chief Justice, he needs to push either Barrett or Kavanaugh, possibly Gorsuch, I guess, maybe not, to join him to make it 5-4 that they do not do that on guns or on abortion. But we don't know. But I think Alito and Thomas are horrors, absolute horrors. One, each one from one of the Bushes, and that's one of the worst things each Bush did. Alito on the second Bush and Thomas on the first Bush.
Well, it really has. It's no, when you and I were growing up, we thought of the Supreme Court as not anti-politics, but non-political. Now they may have conservative feelings and they will rule toward that way, but they're not going to rule because they are conservative. They're going to rule on the rules of the things that have gone on in the past.
Yes.
But now it's just another extension of a political department.
Yes, and the thing is, a lot of Republican presidents' appointments have turned out to be moderates, not extreme as people thought they would be, including Brennan and Warren under Eisenhower, and Blackmun, particularly under Nixon, and Stevens under Ford, and O'Connor under Reagan, and Souter under the first Bush, and even Roberts somewhat under the second Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But of course that upset the right wing movement because these were conservatives who turned via toward the middle.
Well, the theory that you're selected for life is supposed to free you to rule honestly and rule straight on the law and the what's gone on before and
the legal precedent.
And now it sounds to me like, well, especially with the recent female that was elected, what's her name, Coney Barrett,
she's
going to vote against abortion because that's the way she believes, and she doesn't use
religious views in deciding things, but they do.
Yeah, and she's a
Catholic. I want to point out these people. I think Barrett is a Catholic.
She's a member of a very conservative cult.
Kavanaugh is Catholic, and others.
I think she is too.
But religion should not be a factor in judging government. It's supposed to have separation of church and state.
Yeah,
argue the opposite. We could get along, but they are absolutely vehement that abortion should be stopped. You know, I've had students I've debated with, you know, and they just think religion should be upheld. And what can I do? I don't tell them they're wrong. I mean, I tell them I don't agree, but, you know, we have to live with people, but we do it civilly.
They are wrong.
Well, they are wrong.
State it.
But, you know, as a professor, I can't, you know.
Yeah. I understand.
Quite the way I'm talking to you.
I know. As a professor, you can't say that. Okay.
They know how I feel. There's no way they don't know.
Well, I just don't understand why we changed so much. Was it all because of Trump, or were we moving that direction?
We were moving that direction since the 90s, since Gingrich onward. The Republican Party has become very nasty, mean-spirited, and extremist, more and more and more. And there's so many people involved in that, you know. And Pat Buchanan running in 92 against the second Bush in the primaries weakened him, and then Newt Gingrich becoming the Speaker of the House was a horror. And then we had, of course, Tax Enough Already, the Tea Party movement in 2010, which was really, I think, more racist than anything else, because it wouldn't have come about if Obama hadn't been elected.
Well, now, the Tea Party, if I recall correctly, really just popped up and said, we're against high government spending. And that was basically all they complained about. But I was attacked. I was running for a different office.
I didn't know you went to another office, huh?
Yeah, I was running for township trustee, but I was attacked on when I spoke to a Tea Party group, and it no longer was just a conservative group. They had religious, at least the people that were talking to me had religious attitudes.
And probably white supremacists.
Well, they were all white. I don't know if they were white supremacists.
But there's a big white supremacist movement in the Republican Party. They're really almost like an extension of the Ku Klux Klan.
Well, I was shocked that they were, not only were they all white, but they were almost all women. And I just didn't understand.
Yeah, I know it's, you know, I'm too, I don't understand women and how they love Trump with the way he has behaved, the way
either.
He speaks, and his behavior with women. I think that it's just somebody's mother or wife or daughter, sister. I mean, obviously they are, but I am really amazed that women, so many women feel that way. And I guess some people listen might be furious at me for saying that, but I still say I just don't get it. I just don't.
I don't either.
And even if you are anti-abortion and you are female, who are you to tell some other woman they have to follow through, particularly if they're poor and, or, you know, and the whole thing is they say adoption, as if it's easy to give up a kid for adoption emotionally and to have to go through 9 months. And also people do have problems when they're in pregnancy. It's not any person's business to tell someone else what to do with their body.
And the United States is way down the list on somebody honked as they went by. Hi, I'm waving. The United States is way high with their numbers. I think it's like 40, we're number 43rd or something like that on infantile
mortality.
Yeah. And that also includes mother mortality as well.
And these people who want every woman to have the child want it born, but then they don't want to take care of poor women who can't afford their children.
Yeah.
So they live in poverty and they're deprived, and that affects their brain development and their health, and of course can maybe in some cases lead later to crime problems because of the way they have a suffering life as children. I mean, you know, these people just want people born. You know, it's just none of their damn business. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, now,
you don't have to like it. I don't like abortion, but I don't want to outlaw it.
Now, I'm going to take the other side of this. One of the reasons why so many people oppose abortion is that they believe abortion is killing a living baby. And as far as
24 weeks or so.
Yeah, well, and as far as I can see, that living baby would be dead if mom wasn't there anyway. It's just
self-sustaining.
No, it's basically an extension of her. It's like having cancer. It's a growth in your tummy. It has potential. Tremendous potential.
It's nobody's business what you do in your home.
Yeah.
And that includes the issue all along with the gay marriage or gay rights. You don't have to approve of gay marriage or gay rights, but it's none of your damn business.
Yeah, you don't have to watch it.
No, just like interracial marriage. So we had the Supreme Court case, Loving v. Virginia, in 1967, to be, you know, that couple that was a white man and an African-American woman. I mean, the whole idea that people can't marry people of other nationalities or races, it's none of your business, you know, and thank God that's so. But if you left it to the extreme right, they probably want to outlaw interracial marriage and also gay. In fact, they would want to end gay marriage, there's no question.
When did the interracial marriage law come about that you could now legally marry somebody of a different...
1967. Loving v.
67.
His name is Mr. Loving. It's so funny. Perfect name.
Crazy.
Loving v. Virginia, 1967.
Huh.
And meanwhile, they had to move to D.C. because they were being persecuted in Virginia.
Do you know if that applied if you married an Asian or a...
I believe it was against interracial marriage, but the main issue at the time was about African Americans and whites. But, you know, I think it was including people of who were Latino, Hispanic, as they used to call it.
Really?
Or Asian American, yeah.
Oh, my.
Particularly mostly against black. And, of course, Native Americans always have been persecuted against. People forget them. You know, and my son, the oldest son, Conservation Land Foundation, he's become a real expert on Native Americans and the land that was stolen from them and trying to give some of it back to the Interior Department. You know, so he's sensitized me more than ever to just how much tragedy we've had with different Native American tribes, hundreds of them.
Yes.
In the country that most people are not even aware of. It's a hidden history.
Now, I just joined organization online, and I think it was something like For the Love of the Cherokee or something like that.
Yes.
It's a Cherokee supportive organization, but basically any Native American.
Yes.
And I've been reading a lot of stuff about that. Now, I knew that we treated Native Americans poorly.
Mostly the Trail of Tears people knew about with Jackson.
That's about all I knew, but there is so much more.
Yeah, but I tell you, over the 50 years I've been teaching, I never talked as much about, or very little in the beginning about these kind of issues, but boy, I've changed my whole adaptation to how I teach and what I speak about, because you learn all your life, you know?
Well, what did you what did you change about your teaching? I'd like to know that.
I spend more time on the issue of what has happened to different minority groups in our country. I used to mention it, but not go into as much detail as I do now. But I go through every president and talk among many other topics. I talk about their attitude on slavery, when there was slavery, their attitude on civil rights, their attitude toward Native American rights, and also about immigrant groups like Japanese and Chinese who were persecuted, like in California. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Now, I knew some of it, but California, you know, if more people of Asian background came there because obviously that's on the side of where Asia is, the Pacific, that people always think about the South and blacks, and that's horrible, but actually California toward Japanese and Chinese and other mm-hmm. Western states out yeah. there were just terrible as well, and Texas also.
Now, I was watching television yesterday or the day before, and they were talking about, her name escapes me, she was a very famous dancer in France who was from America, African-American. Yes,
trying to get the name right now. I know who you mean, but at the moment I can't.
Yeah, well, and yeah. I won't challenge you on that, but the thing that she said when she was being interviewed, she was probably, I guess, in her 50s or something like that, and this was a while back. She just passed away, I think, last week or something like that, but the interviewer asked her something about, well, what do you think about the black race? And she said, there is no black race. There's only one race.
There is not. Because
the human race.
That's funny. That is true. And actually, if we looked really into the background, an awful lot of whites have Native American, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of black or Latino. I mean, this whole idea of pure race that the Klan loves and the people of Charlottesville were claiming, and they were also anti-Semitic as well, another problem.
Yeah.
Where Jews have been treated. It's just preposterous. It really is, you know.
And the religion is something you learn. It's not something that you wake up when you're less than a year old and go, oh, I'm a Jew, or oh, I'm a Catholic, or you don't it's not an innate thing. It's something that your mom and dad take you to the temple, or they take you to the church, or they take you to wherever you go, and you learn what you are. It's not something you're automatically.
And by the way, Josephine Baker, you were talking
yes,
about, right?
That's it.
Yeah, Josephine. I just looked it up. Yeah. I looked it up by saying black actress in Paris on it. I was
there you
to
go.
That's how I found it. But she died quite a while ago.
Oh, did she? Okay. Well, yeah. She had one thing I remember about her. It was her voice. It had such a very tight vibrato. It was very, I can't do it for you, but it was very tight.
Yeah, she died in 1975 at age 68. But also, like Nat King Cole, the way he was treated mm-hmm. When he was singing in the South years ago, and black athletes in baseball, they couldn't stay at the same hotel in yep. many cities, in yep. St. Louis and other places.
Well, and I've told you about my friend that was in the Army Field Band that wasn't allowed to drink at a white drinking fountain.
But that is absolutely unbelievable when you think about it. And a lot of this, if you didn't live at the time or the news didn't cover it, you didn't even realize it. You have to look back and say, you have to be shocked by what's happened, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to go back. There are people that are bound and determined to take us back to
those
wonderful
days. I think Trump has no concern about that at all, you know?
I don't think so either.
He's such a miserable wretch, and now we learn that he was much more sick when he had the COVID-19.
Yeah, that's kind of shocking,
isn't it?
He
spoke like 500 people to it without care, and honestly, I said to my son, sorry to say it, he should have gone then and had Mike Pence come in to finish the term. You know, meaning, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
God should have taken him. I feel bad saying that. Never would say that about anybody else I don't like. But with him, he is a nightmare, and he's a cancer now for another year, and he's destroying the country. He really is.
He wouldn't even allow them to institute the 25th Amendment temporarily to allow Pence to be the president for, what, couple of days.
Yeah, the only thing is, if he had been unconscious, then he would take over automatically.
Yeah.
Mike Pence would have.
Yeah.
But it was interesting, that happened at the end of September of last year. So let's say something, he had passed away. Pence would come in a month to go to the election. How would that have changed the result? Would people in sympathy have voted for Pence?
That's an interesting question.
Against Biden without a running mate, or Pence would have had to, I don't think he could have picked a VP replacement after. I just wonder, what if, you know?
Have you asked your students that?
I didn't have a chance to think about that. This just happened this week, you know, about how sick he was.
That's true.
No, I haven't asked. But But, I mean, one time in 1912, when Taft was running for re-election, his vice president died 2 weeks before the election.
Yeah.
Of course, he lost, but they had to find someone else to take the VP slot to get electoral votes. He only won two states, though, Taft. But, I mean, that's and the other time is 1872. The losing candidate, Horace Greeley, of the New York Tribune, you know, journalism, died 3 weeks after the election, but he lost it. So they had the vice presidential candidate take the electoral votes that he had won. But just the thought of somebody dying right around the time of an election or before the inauguration, wow, you know?
Well, are they required to have a vice president if something like that happens?
Well, for the Electoral College, they have to have two people. So Nicholas Murray Butler, Columbia University president, was put on the ballot instead of James Sherman, who had died. This is 1912. So he got electoral votes, even though he wasn't in the campaign.
So there's still hope for me. I might get thrown on there if somebody dies.
I would vote for you.
Well, you're crazy.
Your wife wouldn't like it, though, would she?
No, she would not like it. I have recently said to her, what do you think if I run again? And the look I get is so bad. I know to shut up. I just be quiet.
Can you imagine how many years you married now? 51?
It'll be 52 here in 3 weeks.
Oh, and what date?
The 21st.
Oh, and my birthday's the 17th, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the day I get to find out.
That's interesting. Well, I was going to say, are there people who get divorced after 52 years? I guess there was some.
I guess there are, probably. I'm not going to do it. I spent all the money.
But it's not always your choice. The woman offers
Well, that's true. But she knows where all the money is, so I got to stay with her, so. And I don't know. Hey, we're getting down to our final minute. You got anything that we've got to think about for the next week?
Well, we didn't talk about what you asked about the diplomatic boycott of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that is the right thing to do, and I'm very also proud of, I hope so, that Biden made clear to Putin that if he goes into Ukraine, he will suffer a heavy consequence. And I think Putin realizes that Biden is not Trump, that he could push around.
Yeah,
I really think so. I hope so. We'll see.
Well, and he's garnering a bunch of other countries around us that are saying the same thing. So, I think he's doing a pretty good job of that.
Yes, and also Germany has a new chancellor today.
Yes, that's right.
And it looks like it's a pretty good choice, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, name
we'll
is
talk
Schultz.
About that next week. Yeah.
Yeah, very common German name.
Merkel was an awfully good leader.
Oh, she was wonderful. I think the best woman leader of modern times, really.
Is that right? Wow.
Better than Margaret Thatcher of Britain. I never cared.
Really?
With Thatcher. Okay. Yeah, I think she's overrated a lot. Yeah, she was all right. Yeah. But I think that Angela Merkel was better.
Cool.
Anyway,
well, we got to get out of here.
I look forward to next week.
All right. Excellent. And you take care and keep warm down there in sunny Florida.
And listen to the show with Scott Spears if you haven't seen it.
I will
right?
do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Dr. Feynman. And he tells it the way he believes. And we'll be back. I'll be back on tomorrow. We're going to have an interesting show about gardening.
You're
talk to you later.
To WWDH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday.